Heal the land too. 60 minutes. This is Minister Herman Parks, and I will be your host for this next hour of intercessory prayer. Please feel welcome to call in for prayer for yourself and for your loved ones. This forum is for the primary purpose of interceding on behalf of God's people through prayer. To pray ye one for another. Mostly, to pray for the land. That is to pray for those issues which plague us collectively, which are called strongholds. Let us pray. Lord, you said that if we, your people, who are called by your name, that is the name of Christians, humble ourselves, and pray, and seek your face, that you would heal our land. Lord, anybody who believes you exists, believes that you can do anything, but by and large the body of Christ or Christians in general, do not believe that healing is something that we can control, that we can reach out and grab hold of it. Believing that you, God, can heal is quite different from believing that you want to heal, and that you have given us the power to actually release healing. Although most Christians believe that you can heal, and even sometimes people do get healed, nevertheless, although we may accept healing on a random basis, yet to come out with a statement that healing is in your will for us, that it is part of the atonement, it is not just for some people, it is for every person, all the time. As a whole, the body of Christ would reject that. It is not if it be thy will. You have already told us in your word, in no uncertain terms, that it is your will. God, you said, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in good health. Not some things, but all things. Now, it is your will, O Lord, that every person be well. All the time is something that we are not all in unity on. I have actually had more than a few well-respected people say to me, Apostles so-and-so, or prophets so-and-so, or evangelist so-and-so, loved his wife more than anybody I know. Yet she died. This was a response to me saying, It is your will, O Lord, that every person be well, all the time. Another common response was, Even the healer eventually dies, being unable to heal himself. Lord, When I start talking about healing, I can find out just where people are. In addition, Lord, your word says, you gave gifts unto men. And he gives some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Lord, this is something else that we are not all in unity on. Now when I say we, there are churches that are doing a marvelous job, but a large segment of us, the church, is falling short in this area. He that descended is the same also that ascended, and upon your ascension, Jesus, you said unto us, now, all power is given unto you, in heaven and in earth. That is, all power is given unto you, as a man, not as God, because you already had all power as God. Jesus, you are holding that newly obtained power, the authority which Adam had, for us. Jesus, you go on to explain, now that you have this power over things in the earth and under the earth, which before you did not have power over demons. Now, go ye therefore, and teach all nations, and teach them all things, including healing the sick and raising the dead. Now that is something that we are not in unity on. That is something that is not understood. As a matter of fact, that is something that is fought against. We find that many people come out against teaching on healing, because if it is true that God wants every person well, and if there are things that we can do to appropriate the healing, to make it manifest in our lives, then what about all the people who have died? What about all the people who are suffering? Many people, rather than say, we are operating at less than what you desires, O Lord, it is much easier to say, it is all your will that some of these sicknesses and diseases happen. It is easier to say that this is just part of life and we just have to accept it and roll with the punches. It is easier to say that because it takes no effort on our part. We do not have to seek you, Lord. We do not have to acknowledge you. There is no risk of failure on our part. Which is easier, to say thy sins be forgiven, or take up your bed and walk? That is a rhetorical question. We say, whatever is God's will just automatically, or sovereignly comes to pass. It is amazing that we fight so hard for the right to be sick. I am not condemning anybody who is sick. I am not condemning anybody who is lost, and saying that he or she is a terrible person. Many times, people don't know because they have never heard the truth. I am not condemning, but I am saying that we do not have to live separate from the Lord. Just as we can choose to be saved, we can choose to be healed. As a matter of fact, they are both the same word and the same idea. Sozo, S-O-Z-O. The definition of the word sozo is to save, to keep safe and sound, to rescue from danger or destruction. To save a suffering one from perishing, one suffering from disease, to make well, heal, restore to health. This word sozo is used interchangeably to speak of salvation from sin and healing from sickness, and this appears repeatedly. Just as there is no difference between the Jew and the Gentile, because the path to the righteousness of God is the same for both. That is, the path to your righteousness is by the faith of Jesus Christ. Just as there is no difference between the Jew and the Gentile, there is no difference between salvation and healing, because they are both the same word, sozo. Not all of us know the story of Kenneth Hagin, but he was on his deathbed as a teenager at about 16. He was given up for dead. He was wasting away. I forget all the diseases. Nevertheless, he got his grandmother's Bible and he was reading. He comes to Romans 10:13, and it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Kenneth says, that means me. I am whosoever and I am healed. The word said saved, and Kenneth understood healed. Something came alive in his heart, and he said, that has got to be me. That has got to include me. And he began to speak out, and he says, if this is true, if the word of God is true, then I'm healed. I declare myself healed. He got up and walked out. His family was in the kitchen or living room or whatever. He walks out, and his family says, "What are you doing? You are supposed to be dying in bed." He says, "I am healed." You see, he got it. He got it for him. He got that revelation, and he did not die until he was in his upper 80s. He ran his race. Can you imagine if he had given up and submitted himself to the words and the thoughts of his family? Think of the ministry, which would have never taken place. Lord, it is not you, whose sovereignty chooses to save one person and not save another person anymore. Then it is not you, Lord, who sovereignly chooses to heal one person and does not choose to heal another. That would be a respecter of persons. You are not a respecter of persons, but you are a respecter of faith. If we have the faith of Abraham, we can expect the blessings of Abraham. It is your will that every person be saved and come to repentance, and it is also your will that every person be healed. As we learn the truth from your word, O God, this truth is going to make us free. Even if we have to be dragged to freedom kicking and screaming, as long as we are willing to hold on to the truth of your word and not say, "I used to believe that salvation, healing, prosperity, or deliverance were true, but now I have changed my thinking." Jesus, you died to produce forgiveness of sins, healing of our bodies, prosperity, and deliverance. All of these things are included. It is wrong for us to piecemeal these things and say that I am only going to accept 1/4 of what you provided for us, the forgiveness of sins, and I am just going to reject the others. This has hurt individuals. There is a lot of grief and suffering because people are not receiving their healing. There are a lot of us turning away from you, Lord, because the church is representing you as the one who is the author or the acceptor of sickness and disease. We say, sometimes you allow the sickness in order to teach us something. Lord, you do not have to use the tools of the devil to teach us something. No. You use your word to teach us. You want us well. That is your nature. Again, your word says, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in good health. Not above some things, but above all things. That is your nature. Lord, I know that this is a hot issue, and that there are many people upset about me saying this. There are a lot of people who fight for sickness. If what I am saying about sickness is true, then it condemns other people. It shows that there is more, that there is a level of victory available through Christ, that the vast majority of us are not living in. Rather than change, rather than say that there is something that we do not know, that we do not have to be sick every flu season. It is just so much easier to be like everybody else, to not rock the boat, to not be told that we are missing out on something. It is going to interfere with our watching as the stomach turns. We might have to start believing you, God. We might have to start doing more than our unsaved neighbor does. Most of us are not willing to do that. So we will sit and put up with sickness, disease, pain, suffering, grief, and sorrow. We will see people die prematurely, and we will simply say it is all your will, or no man dies before his time. Lord, you said all the days ordained for us were written in your book, before one of them came to be. Yet, you ask a rhetorical question. Should a man die before his time? Lord, this tells us that unrighteous people die before their time. Lord, you also said that the unknowing perish for a lack of knowledge. Yes, God, you know, or can know, exactly when, where, and how we will die. God, you know absolutely everything about us. So does this mean our fate is sealed? Does this mean we have absolutely no control over when we will die? Nothing we can do will change what you already know will happen. Nevertheless, obviously, a person who commits suicide causes his own death. A person who commits suicide would have lived longer had he not committed suicide. Similarly, a person who dies because of a foolish decision like drug use expedites his own death. A person who dies of lung cancer from smoking would not have died in the same way or at the same time If he had not smoked, a person who dies of a heart attack due to a lifetime of extremely unhealthy eating and little exercise would not have died in the same way or at the same time if he had eaten healthier foods and exercised more. Yes, our own decisions have an undeniable impact on the manner, timing, and place of our death. Therefore, because you, O God, know the time of our death, it does not mean that no man dies before his time. Your word specifically says that people, particularly evil and foolish people, do die before their time. Lord, you say in 1 Corinthians 11:29-30, because we fail to properly discern your body, or because we fail to assign the proper value to the communion element representing your body, for this reason many are weak, sick and die before their time. Lord, you said that when your children came out of Egypt, there were hundreds of thousands of them. Yet, there was not one sick among them, because they ate the lamb, just as we eat the bread of the communion. Lord, you said that we do not have to be sick when we die. You said that Moses' eyes were not dim, nor his senses abated. Nevertheless, he gave up the ghost and died. Revelation says communion is a kind of fountain of youth, or a tree of eternal life, which yields its fruit every season for the healing of the nations, for all eternity. I praise you, God, for the foolishness of your preaching. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We can turn and find a medical facility on every corner, because people want to be well. Nevertheless, when the Bible starts sharing from your word what you say, and how you have given us the power to heal and to walk in health, people get mad. They reject your healing. They believe that is radical and extreme, to heal the sick or to raise the dead. How can these things be? If we really believe that you are the one who wants or allows us to be sick, if we really believe that it is your will and that this is just our lot in life, if we really believe that you are somehow working a redemptive purpose and accomplishing something good in our lives through all this suffering, then we would never go to the doctor, we would never take medicine, we would never have surgery. We would not be putting so much in trying to get out of your will. That is hypocritical. It is not logical. It is just inconsistent. Always believing and never knowing. Lord, help our disbelief. Everybody prays for healing, even people that are not born again, that do not spend any time seeking you. When we get in a crisis, we will cry out. That is not going to get us healed. There are ways in which we can renew our minds, and we can literally walk in supernatural healing. Lord, you know that I am not the perfect example. I have not arrived, but I have left. Jesus, you said, he who receives the one whom I have sent receives me. Jesus, you sent Andrew Womack. Andrew Womack sent me. Therefore, Jesus, you sent me. I do not understand everything about healing. There are people whom I pray for that do not get healed. Some will say, if that is true then, what right do you have to talk about it? I do not claim to know it all, but I have had healing work in my life. My confidence has a great recompense. Lord, you know that I had a brain aneurysm and the doctor told me I should have been dead, because I did not get to the doctor in a matter of minutes. On a different occasion, the doctor told me that my condition would progressively get worse such that unless I received a back operation, I would be back to him in a year or two maximum, begging him for a back operation to relieve the pain. That was over 7 years ago. Not only did not the condition get worse, but it got so much better that it is off the scale. I am not saying this to boast in any way, but I am saying this to say that this is an area in which I have seen work in my life. I am not talking about a gift of healing on my life. I am talking about my experience with the truth of God's Word in my life, which has set me free. I overcome the devil by the words of my testimony. My confidence has a great recompense. Lord, your servant Kenneth Hagin said that he began to teach healing because people could not hold on to their healing, because the seeds were planted on stony ground where they had not much earth. He observed that many of us follow around healers expecting the healer to heal them. Nevertheless, what they needed was confidence that they can heal themselves or hold on to what they have received. What they needed was deepness of earth. Instead, they would claim that the healer never really healed them in the first place. God wants us well. The Bible has more to say on healing than most of us even want. I tell myself if we are sick, we should want everything we can get to get well. Furthermore, healing is one of the greatest tools that we have to draw people to you. If we would reach people where they are, then we could bring them to where they are supposed to go. Most of us are not thinking about heaven and hell and eternal issues. We are just muddling through on a daily basis. Some of us are hurting so much that our prayers are not about eternity. We are just thinking about how do I survive today? How do I get through these things today? One of the reasons that the church is not more relevant and that our society is going more and more secular is because the church has reduced Christianity to just an insurance policy for heaven and hell and its eternal things. And it does not apply to the average person's everyday life. That is wrong. When you taught on farming, things that every one of us dealt with every day, you healed our bodies. You set us free. You prospered us. You blessed us. Because you could reach us in the physical, natural realm, we were open, thinking, you can also do the greater things. I know that the church is missing a great opportunity by not accurately representing that it is always your will to heal. Your word says in Revelation 12 that we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Testimonies show that these things are happening today, that you are still alive today. When we hear the large number of doctor-certified testimonies, we are either going to accept the truth of the testimonies, or we're going to bury our heads in the sand and call the doctors and the patients liars. Father, we speak into our own lives that we may be doers of the word and not hearers only. We are thankful for this opportunity to receive your word from our own mouths. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. That we might be edified, that you might be glorified, and that an alarm will be sounded. Father, we pray that as we apply your word to our everyday lives, that our faith might be increased. For what saith the word? Abraham believed God, and it was imputed to him for righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. Then in another place you said, the vibrant prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Father, we know that as we believe you, you consider us righteous. And because you consider us righteous, when we pray our prayers will avail much. Thus we will get results. And as we get results, we can believe you for bigger things. That we would not remain baby Christians all the days of our lives, but rather be elevated to mature sons and daughters of you, our God. That someday we too might not waver at your promises. For we know that you are not a respecter of persons, rather you are a respecter of faith. Father, we pray that like your servant Abraham, you might see us as one of great faith. Thus, having promised him one child in his old age, you saw fit to bless him with 8. For you said that we are more than conquerors. We do not just win, but we stand out. Even as you, Jesus, did not just conquer death, but those who were dead, got up out of the grave and walked the earth again, to be seen by many. Thus, making a mockery of death. Father, you said that I tell you these things that you might know. In general, that we might know whatever your word says is true. Specifically, that we might know that we have eternal life. Not just eternal life, being life that continues forever. For all men live forever, both righteous and unrighteous. Not just eternal life, being life in heaven, in contrast to life on earth, though that is true, but eternal life being just what you said it was, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. That we might have a personal relationship with you, Father, and you, Jesus. Eternal life, being that Zoe life, that we might have life. and have it more abundantly. That Zoe life which speaks to the quantity and the quality of life. That Zoe life, whose quality is capable of resurrecting people from the dead. That same Zoe life that you use to raise yourself from the dead. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I will raise it up. So it is a small thing for us to use Zoe life to heal ourselves as well as others. For your word says that not only do we have faith in Jesus Christ, but we have the faith of Jesus Christ. Not our faith, but your faith. That faith which you gave every man the measure of. For our faith was like dirty rags. It was not worth a hill of beans at the foot of a beanstalk, or a grain of sand in the midst of a desert storm. Therefore, Jesus, you gave us your faith. That faith which you said that the promise, my faith, of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. It could be said that you imputed faith to us that we might believe to help our disbelief. For Lord, you said that you have pleasure in the prosperity of your servants. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he will give us the desires of our hearts. May he grant our hearts desire and fulfill all of our plans. As I lift up mine eyes, and I look up to the hills, where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Grace and peace be with us all. Until we meet again. Our confidence in this is that you said that you would never leave nor forsake us. When ye pray, believe that ye receive. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. I heard you. On the day of salvation, I helped you. On the day of healing, I heard you. On the day of sozo, I heard you. I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Today is the day for getting answers to our prayers. In Jesus' name I pray for these and all things. Amen. So let it be.